Thanks for speaking with me, Tamara.
It's my pleasure to be with you today.
And first to clarify, how do you define food insecurity?
So food insecurity is the term that the United States Department of Agriculture uses to mean limited access to enough nutritious food for a healthy, active lifestyle.
In a practical, day-to-day sense, what does it mean for somebody to be food insecure?
It means skipping meals because there's not enough food at the end of the week. It could mean watering down milk or soup to make it stretch farther, which, of course, reduces the nutritional content. 58% of the households that we serve say it means eating food past the expiration date, not the sell-by date, or purchasing inexpensive but unhealthy food as a way to put food on the table, as 91% of our households do.
This new information in the study was compiled by Dr. James Ziliak. He's the director of the Center for Poverty Research at UK, along with Dr. Craig Gunderson. What do the numbers tell us about Kentucky's rate of food insecurity among adults?
So the report sheds light on the extent to which food insecurity affects our neighbors that are 50 or older. We're really pleased to have such an expert right here in Kentucky. We know from this report Kentucky has the highest rate in the nation of food insecurity among adults aged 50 to 59 again. And the food insecurity rate among those aged 60 and older is 6.9%. So 1 in 14 seniors are food insecure in Kentucky.
And this is the second year in a row that it's turned out that way.
Yes, sir. For the second year in a row that the rate for 50 to 59-year-olds is the highest in the entire nation.
And why focus on that particular cohort, 50 to 59?
So we know that compared to other adult cohorts, adults in this age range really face some of the highest rates of food insecurity of all adults, and it's going to have deep impact on senior hunger as they age. Particularly, given the anticipated growth in the senior population, it's a way to give us a better understanding of what's coming down the pike. Many would expect to be earning the most in their lifetime by the time they're in the 50s, but this report shows obviously that's not true. We know that people who are struggling to keep food on the table are probably not saving for retirement. And they're also, because research shows that food insecurity is associated with so many negative health outcomes, that poor health at this age range of 50 to 59 is just going to mean even greater challenges for aging in place as these older adults approach retirement.
Who among these seniors are more likely to be food insecure?
So we know food insecurity doesn't impact all seniors equally. Black and Hispanic seniors experience food insecurity at much higher rates than white or non-Hispanic seniors. Seniors who live with grandchildren are much more likely to be food insecure than those who don't. Seniors with disabilities have rates over twice as high as those without. And we know that females are more likely to be food insecure than males.
And what are some of the negative health impacts of food insecurity among seniors? You mentioned, for example, food that has gone past its sell-by date, that kind of thing.
Right, and we know research shows an increased prevalence of health problems such as heart attack, congestive heart failure, diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma, depression. So the households served in our network, we are seeing already that 41% of those that have an adult 50 and older have somebody with diabetes, and 70% of them have somebody with high blood pressure. So there's a clear correlation between food insecurity and poor health outcomes for this population.
These numbers are from 2018. They're the most recent data available, but I'm wondering what you're anticipating as a result of this pandemic we're in.
Yeah, so Feeding America, our national network, has actually created state-level projections for potential changes in food insecurity as a result of the pandemic, and we're thinking 35%, there's going to be a 35% increase in people who are food insecure, or another 234,000 Kentuckians as a result of this pandemic. Now, that's overall. That's not related just to seniors, but we're sure this pandemic is likely going to reverse any improvements we've seen in food insecurity over the last decade, unfortunately.
Well, Tamara, we know that many, many, many people are struggling right now, but many among them hear this and they might want to help in some way. Can you offer some suggestions for them?
You know, people have been so gracious to want to do something to help, especially now during the pandemic. Our first answer is usually to volunteer at a food bank or food pantry, but we would caution people to check first because many have not been able to accept volunteers because of the health risks associated with people working in groups. Financial donations are always a great way to make a deep impact. Food banks can take a dollar and get much more food from that than if somebody donates a can of food that they paid a dollar for. And then finally, we would encourage people to just help senior citizens know that the programs out there are for them. Many would say they won't go to a food pantry because they think other people need it first. We know 42% of eligible seniors who are qualify for food stamps aren't enrolling. So helping senior citizens know that there's help out there and encouraging them to take use of that will make a big difference as well.
And if I understand correctly, you have a network of food banks that reach all 120 counties of Kentucky. Is that right?
That's right. Our network is comprised of the 7 regional food banks that distribute food in all 120 counties, and we do that in partnership with 800 local food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, senior centers all across the Commonwealth.
Is there a website that people can go to check out information about Feeding Kentucky?
Yes, sir. They can go to feedingky.org.
Tamara Sandberg, Executive Director of Feeding Kentucky. Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you so much.